Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of All I Want for Christmas podcast. It's your girl Ari, the Christmas connoisseur, the head elf, also known as Jingle Mix Snowflake, Hater Bread Spread Christmas Cheer, and Spread Joy for all to hear.
Hello, everyone. It's Courtney, the Christmas snack that smiles back. Y'all know the vibes. So happy to be here.
Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Mary, and Money for short, everyone's favorite caramel macchiato. What's goody?
Let's get into it, y'all. So this is episode 3, and as you all know, our first segment is Santa Tell Me, where we just talk about all things Christmas, maybe one or two topics specific to Christmas time. And the first one we have is, who was the toughest person you ever had to buy anything for? Ari, start us off. Who was the toughest person you ever had to buy anything for?
I think now it's like my mom. I feel like that's always how it's been, just because like once your parents get older, they don't be wanting like stuff. They be wanting like vacations and stuff. And I'm not at the point to where I can give my mom a vacation or like a car just yet. So where I am now, you know, she gotta meet me where I am.
Okay.
So like getting gifts for her is just, it's just a little tough because you want it to be like personable. You want it to be like meaningful. So that's the toughest person to buy for, you know, for me. But what about you, Mary?
Yeah, I would say the same. I think both my parents are like difficult to buy gifts for. I kind of lump them together and like try to give them something useful, like something I see is like a need that needs to be met kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're very hard to buy gifts for. They're also very picky. And like, I'm sorry to expose my mom, but she is a gift returner.
Ooh, I'm telling.
Yes.
I'm telling. Like, I will buy her a gift.
She'll be like, yeah, I mean, this is nice. Like, thank you. But then she'll be like, but I want this. Which is nice, like, to know. But like, can you just give me your list?
Right.
Like, don't make me go through all this. So yeah, what about you, Court?
Definitely my parents. You guys hit it right on the head. They're so hard to shop for. But recently, I've been trying to get them stuff that, you know, that they would like or they would use. So separate gifts, because they wouldn't really use the same thing. So like my mom, like she likes bracelets and jewelry. So I got her like, you know, a charm bracelet. And my dad, like I mentioned before, he likes to walk around the house and sing. So I got him his own microphone. Everybody else has expense. But yeah, so it's just hard thinking of like random things that you know that they would use, you know, because parents already have everything they need. So you just, now you're thinking of stuff that they like. So yeah. So the second question we have is, what's the best Christmas gift you've ever received? Ariana.
I would say the gift of life. No, no, I'm just
okay.
I guess it's kind of like a birthday slash Christmas gifts, because as we've said before, you know, for those of you who don't know, all of us are December babies, so sometimes, you know, your gifts get matched up into one.
Sorry, I never experienced that.
Okay, anyway,
stop. No flex, please.
I would say one of, maybe not the best, but one of the most memorable ones, as one year I was in Kentucky and my godparents up there, it was around my birthday as well. So they surprised me with tickets to see the Cheetah Girls. And the concert was in Cincinnati. And I just remember like thinking, we were going to go to the movies for my birthday. And they're like, yeah, we got the movie tickets right here. And I looked at them and I was like, oh, when did the Cheetah Girls release a movie that came out in theaters? Because I'm used to the free stuff. But yeah, they're like, oh, we're going to the Cheetah Girls concert. And it was like that night.
Wow. Okay.
And if you didn't know, you know, I'm already an honorary member. And when they were on tour, they didn't tour with Raven. So okay, but that was my opening. That was
right,
me.
Right.
And they performed like She Delicious Christmas and everything. And yeah, that's, I remember that. Okay. Cause I'm a Cheetah sister. Anyway, what about you, Mary?
For me, it was probably in the sixth grade. It was when I got my iPod Touch, like the first generation, like the first, I still have it like in my drawer somewhere, like the first generation. Okay. That was iconic. First of all, the fact that I had anything touchscreen at that big age, like I really was like, wow, I'm in the future.
Oh my God. Okay.
And yeah, like I just remember like playing Tap Tap Revenge, like feeling yes. like wow, I'm really like, this is what we saw, like, you know, in the 90s when they like described the future, like we what I
thought of. so we was to look at that iPod today, you know, what kind of songs we gonna see on there?
Mind your business, Aria.
give us like that go-to song you would go to, you open it up, and what song you playing?
I don't think I should
start with Brown No Air.
That's a very good one. Yes, Courtney, yes.
Okay.
That's one I would gravitate towards, but yeah, I can't say the others, unfortunately.
All right. Classified.
Yeah.
All right. So let me think. Best Christmas gift ever received. It's split up because now I'm at this big age, almost 23 years of life. Wow. And I would say like the first half, the most memorable gift I received, I think it was my rollerblades, because I just weren't expecting them. And when I opened them, I was so excited, y'all. They were so cute. They were baby blue and white, and they were so cute. And I got to ride around, and my dad would like be on the side of me and holding me while I like went down the street so I didn't fall. And wow, that just made me so happy. And then now thinking about my second half of life, last year, my auntie gifted me with like full coverage triple A shirts.
Melting.
That is a blessing. So
there I'm so go. Weak. She said I got blessed with triple A shirts.
That's where we at in life right now. In case adulting. Y'all were wondering, that's where I am in life.
Adulting.
Wow. That's like if anybody, if one Christmas somebody's like, all right, I'm gonna get you four new tires.
Wow. He loves.
Wow. Okay. Car.
Oh, all right. Okay. Anyway, speaking of gifts, you know, let's move on to, you know, the best part, you know, one of my favorite segments, the Christmas drive-in, because, you know, there was a lot of, I wouldn't say gift exchanging, but there were a lot of gifts going around to different places. But today,
right,
we're talking about Friday After Next. And if you don't know what Friday After Next is, then you're either really young, or mm-hmm. you've been like living under a rock, or you're just not someone who knows what culture is. Anyway, okay. Let me just tell you a little something about Friday After Next. So it came out in 2002. So yeah, if you was born anytime after like 1999, you ain't gonna know what this is. Anyway, so basically the movie, it's a sequel. So, you know, we'll watch Friday and Next Friday before you get into Friday After Next, so you know, got some context, because you got your main characters, you got Craig, the rural Craig,
right.
And Day-Day. So now they're back in their old neighborhood where it all started, and it's Christmas time, and then you got a quote-unquote ghetto Santa Claus that breaks into their apartment, and he steals all their presents, along with Day-Day childhood photo. Why? I don't know. But he take that too. And he also takes the rent money, which was in the speakers. And so basically the movie goes where like their only hope to get this stuff back from well, their only hope of like not getting evicted by Miss Pearly is they have to take these jobs as security guards, or as Day-Day likes to call it, top flight.
top flight in the world, Craig.
So yeah, they basically get these jobs so that they don't get evicted at a local mall where like their dad has, well, Day-Day's dad and Craig's dad has this barbecue shop. And basically they go through this journey of trying to get this money and trying to catch this bad guy. And in the end, you know, they learn a whole bunch of lessons and hopefully figure out the true meaning of the holidays. So that's Friday After Next. You know, I hope I didn't spoil too much. If I did, I don't care. but let's get into it. So, you know, what'd y'all think? Well, let's start, because as soon as I turned this movie on, my mommy was like, is Friday After Next a Christmas movie?
Yes.
Yay. Okay. It is. I agree. It's not a conventional Christmas movie.
Exactly.
But it's a Christmas movie.
It got Christmas music throughout. It got Christmas carolers.
Okay. The whole movie is based on Christmas time. You got Santa. Oh my gosh.
And that's on period.
The whole movie is based upon Christmas time and them making their having a holiday Christmas party. Like the whole day having a holiday Christmas party, having people over. This is a Christmas movie, y'all. This is a Christmas movie.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So what'd y'all think of the movie? So like, what were your initial reactions of the film,
Courtney? Top tier. Probably one of the funniest Christmas movies I've seen. Like, definitely. I think every single line was funny.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. You could not go one scene without crying laughing. They did what they had to do. But, of course, like, Mike Epps is hilarious. and, like, the whole cast, like, you had Pops, you had Mike Epps, Ice Cube. Like, they're all super funny. So, of course, we're going to laugh until we cry.
You got Cat Williams, all that. Right.
And Terry Crews before he was a white man. So,
period.
It's the top tier cast. Like, it's the top tier cast.
Yeah, I agree.
And Ricky Smiley. The cast was on point, y'all.
Yeah.
What's Pinky, the character, what's his real name?
Bro, he's that guy that be playing all the bad guys.
Yes!
Clifton Powell, yes.
I'm telling you, top tier. Pinky, it's Merry Christmas. Come on, y'all,
Open the door, I got the paper.
Okay, so, what part for you signified that this was a Christmas movie?
It's a Christmas movie. That's all I'm saying. Okay, it got Christmas music throughout. It got Christmas Santa. If Santa's in the movie, it's a Christmas movie. I don't care if he was a bad Santa. Okay, so
is that? I'm just playing devil's advocate here, but
In order for something to be a Christmas movie, Santa gotta be a good guy?
No.
Well,
no.
I mean, kind of. Right?
What? No.
When have you seen a bad Santa?
Let's talk about the essence of Santa real quick. You know, how good is he? Because he coming into people's houses. Yeah, he dropping off gifts, but he eating their food.
They put it out for him.
Didn't pay for that. Yeah.
How does he know it's for them? He's just taking it.
They write him notes.
Okay, that's true.
And he's judgmental. He's putting people on a nice and naughty list. Let's think about that.
Okay, don't ruin Santa. Come on.
We're just discussing.
Who is Santa to judge, honestly, you know?
Because who are me?
Who are me? Oh my gosh. You guys know what my parents, like, kind of sidebar, but my parents used to tell me all the time, like, you know, Santa is real. Jesus is real, and they work together to make the list, so you better be good. I said, oh, my God.
Double duty.
I was double duty. I was good every year. Don't play with me.
Look, not only will you be on the naughty list, but you going to hell. Right?
Whoa. I was okay. Great way to scare the kids.
Oh my god. Okay, so what is y'all favorite part of the movie? Or I know it's gonna be really hard. Maybe like favorite lines, favorite part.
Ooh, that's still
hard. Okay, I have one. The first one that comes to mind, I think there's too many to count, but the first one that comes to mind is when okay, so when Dede had like called these old grandmothers that were in front of the store caroling, he had said some choice words to them. And so they had came back with their grandsons, I'm assuming, to come chase them. And so Craig and Dede try to hide in Money Mike's store. And so one of them walks in and he's like, how can I help you? He's like, I'm not here for that, or something like that. And then he tries to stop him from going into the store. And that man just pushes him down, and then he like falls down with a mannequin on top of him, and he's like, Donna, pimp down, I'm stuck between a pimp and a hard place.
Pimp in distress.
I think that's probably my favorite, one of my favorite parts.
Even before that, when Dede saw them get out the car, like Dede took off, like Craig was still standing there. Dede was gone.
Dede knows how to detect things because he's always in stuff. So when you always causing mess, you got to know when to dip.
That's very true. He's always
we got action.
In trouble.
Oh my gosh! Wait, Mary, I believe it was a scene. Maybe it was that same scene when, this man and this woman were caught for shoplifting. She was putting stuff under her shirt to make it look like she had a belly, like she was pregnant, when really she was a shoplifter. And they got the man, they caught the man red-handed, and they said, I'm gonna have to do a little edited version here, because you know the real version, that's not kid-friendly. Mm-hmm. But they go, you being arrested for shop stealing and stealing. And he goes, what? I'm appalled. You ain't Paul. You're the brother that's stealing. I said, please, y'all.
Oh my God.
Spare me, please.
You're so funny. Yes.
Ari, what's your favorite part?
It's hard to choose my favorite part, but a scene that stood out to me was at the beginning when Miss Pearly was up there. You know, that's the manager. That's the manager of like the little apartment complex. And she was talking to Craig, and she was like, also tell your fine daddy. I said, ah. And I was like, oh my gosh, the original Meg Thee Stallion.
Ready? Get out.
The original Ariana. She said, tell your fine daddy. I said, ah. I was like,
I said, hi.
Meg, is that you?
Okay.
Meg, is that you? She hit him with the ah. Okay,
that's disgusting.
Megan could grow a mustache that thick if she wanted to.
That whole running theme of her having to line up her mustache, that also was just
top tier.
Okay. Top flight security, top tier.
It's really like every scene that Cat Williams is in gets me, because he swears like, I'm pimping. You thought I was fake pimping? Like, come on. Like, first of all, sir, you're my height. And for those who don't know, I'm 5'1", and I'm probably looking down at Cat Williams at this point. So what are you pimping? Like, it's too much. It's too much.
Well, obviously he had something going on, because he had Terry Crews in Pain. Or Damon, excuse me.
He just used his resources.
His plan. Yeah.
Very true. You know,
his personality was just larger than life. I mean, his outfits.
Gosh.
His hair, his beard, like whatever that was, the sideburns.
Right. It's the hair for me. It's definitely, it's the body and the hair for me. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Also, just a quick side note, can we just talk about Uncle Elroy, how he was like, when they were like, what happened to Sugar? And he was like, oh yeah, I dropped her country self. And then he's like, so I took her sister. The disrespect.
Well, he's always been disrespectful, though.
Always. Oh my gosh. When he told Day Day, I ought to kick you in your butt and get you brain damage, I said, your whole family is dysfunctional. So dysfunctional.
Oh, Willie literally slapped his mama. She was afraid of him the rest of the movie.
Yeah. She really had like blunt force trauma.
Oh, literally. Grandma.
She said, who are you to Craig? That's how bad it was. Yeah.
I'm Craig, not Day Day. I'm the smart one. I said, y'all are too much. Dysfunctional.
So, Oh, I was just gonna ask a question. So, you know, let's say you're Donna in this situation, okay? So are you going to, you know, stick with a man like Cat Williams, who is a businessman, but he is like kind of, you know, mean to you? Or are you gonna, you know, go with Craig, who is a broke nice guy, essentially? You know, he's gonna be good to you, he's gonna treat you right, but he broke. Or you gonna stay with Cat Williams, who, you know, he got the money, and you know, he's also shorter than you, but you know, he has money.
Honey, I'm gonna be by myself, okay? I would be alone.
But if you had to choose,
Mary, who do you choose?
Who's it gonna be?
To be honest. Because the thing is, would Money Mike stay with me if I slapped him a couple of times upside the head? No, but does money matter? Let's be real here, guys.
Where are you getting at?
Come on, tell us. What are you going to do, Mary? Come on, what's up?
It means that although I would love to be, or I would love to say that I would be with Craig, who would, quote unquote, treat me right, whatever that means. Because, you know. But money kind of matters, yo. I also have too much self-respect. So, like, I don't think I could even allow him, like, Money Mike, to treat me that way the first time. Right. So I feel like also if I had allowed him to treat me that way, then okay. But if he talked at me crazy the first time and I smacked his little down.
Oh, my God. Oh, Mary.
You're going to have to.
It's okay.
He would never do that again. You get me? So, there's that as well.
Yes. So,
I don't know, guys. That's something. That's a hard one, but I think money talks. That's all I'm gonna say.
I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Okay. You chose Money Mike. Mary, you chose Money Mike. Gotcha.
Okay, but like you have to explain it with my explanation.
No, we go by your choice.
No, okay, I changed my mind. Craig, I guess.
Oh my gosh.
Nah. choose G this day.
Okay, come on. It's Money Mike.
Right. I don't know what that means, Ariana. Yes.
Oh, what?
Wait, ¿por qué no los dos? Wait, hold up. ¿Por qué no los dos? Why do I have to choose?
Why would you want either?
I mean, you're not wrong, Mary. You know, ¿por qué no los dos? You know, you're not wrong. But, you know, Courtney, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
I know I'm not wrong, because why would you want...
I thought this was just, I mean, I would want neither of them, but I thought we had to choose between the two.
Yeah. Like, yeah, the fourth. Yeah. As if you were in Donna's situation, you know. Wait, Courtney, I can't remember. What was your decision?
I didn't make one. You went to Mary. You went to Mary. And I'm not making one. Honestly, you know what? Let me think about the current situation I'm in right now. I am, like, doing well in life. Like, things are okay. And when I think about it, I guess I would want a guy who treats me right over someone who talks to me crazy. So, I guess Craig. I mean, I can provide for myself, you know? So, I'm not too worried about the money as of right now. Yeah. So, Craig.
No, that's definitely understandable.
Yeah. Okay, what about you?
You know, I definitely see, you know, what you're saying, But I also see what Mary is saying. Me personally, I'm gonna have to go with the money. No, I'm just kidding. No. I have the same sentiments, you know, like I feel like I can provide for myself. Not saying that I want to use my own money because I don't.
Right. You know, like, let's be clear with that.
Period. Yeah, let's be clear.
Let's be clear.
But if I had to, you know, I can do what needs to be done. But, you know, in terms of growing old with somebody and just standing, like if I can tolerate being around somebody, I'm going to want to be around somebody that, you know, treats me well. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I don't want to have to. I also don't want to be in a situation where I'm walking all over the guy. Now, I may need a little money, Mike, in my life. You know,
pimping.
No, nah, but yeah, my vote is definitely for Craig. You know, the world, Craig. Yeah,
the world, Craig.
Yeah. So, the only person who cares more about money than personality around here is Mary. No, I'm just kidding.
Period. No, let me stop playing. I mean, I think both are important. I'm not going to go off on a tangent here. But both are important. Actually, you know what? It's not even about money. It's about, like, the mind, right? Like, are you, like, a business-minded person? Do you have some type of goal or plan for the future kind of thing? Like, I can see that enterprising mind in Money Mike, no matter how, like, badly he treats Donna. But anyways.
Not enterprising.
Yeah, I mean, he has his own store. He's doing something. That's very nice to see.
Yeah, he knows how to use his resources, because when he pulled those pliers on the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On gaming. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see what you're saying there. Mm-hmm. So, I guess to round it all out, what do you feel like was the scene that, you know, really showed the true meaning of the holidays for them, like the true meaning of Christmas?
The ending part. If it was like a little holiday miracle, because, I mean, come on, these guys are about to get evicted out of their apartment, and they somehow, because of a series of events that happened and the people that they invited to their home, were outside to catch the person that had stole their stuff, you know? So yeah,
right.
Very just like higher power making things work for them.
I feel the Christmas spirit when they were in the scene at the Christmas party at their apartment, and Pinky knocks on the door, goes, "Merry Christmas!" And I can't finish the rest of what he said, but that's what I feel the Christmas spirit, because Pinky don't play Merry Christmas.
Yep. I agree with that. The Christmas party, I feel like was the moment for me, because they were surrounded by like their loved ones. Like, not only did they have like their homies there, like their peers, they daddy and they mama there, like everybody's there. And the scene at the end, you know, I think, you know, that was nice. You know, they, you know, got their stuff back, but they didn't try to return anybody else's stuff. So how much did they learn for real? Because they was just worried about themselves. You're supposed to be trying to help other people out. You're supposed to be spreading the Christmas spirit.
Right.
No. I mean, yeah, but, you know, gotta.
But they, I mean, they was inviting everybody to their little party.
Exactly. And, you know, that bucket that Craig was walking around with looked pretty empty to me from what I remember. So no one was really donating anyway. They had to do what they had.
You know what? You're not wrong. You know what? You're right. I knew you're right.
Of course, I'm always right. Anyway,
oh my god, you can't give her a compliment or nothing
at all.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of which, instead of, you know, talking about people stealing your gifts, let's talk about giving gifts. Okay, so this next segment is a trip down Christmas lane. And let's talk about Secret Santa gift exchanges. Do you like them? Have you done them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, love them. Wait, have you guys ever done pink elephant? No, white elephant.
Always making pink. Yes, I've done white elephant.
It can. Wait, how does that go again?
So it's basically like a really big gift exchange. And correct me if I'm wrong, Mary, but it's like you have the ability to trade with one person. Like you get one switch.
If
everybody brings something and then you, oh, that's how it goes. Everybody brings something and then you, everybody picks one gift blindly, opens it up. Mm-hmm. And then as people are opening their gifts, you have the ability to get one gift exchange. If you see somebody's looks like you like their gift better than you like yours. And that's basically it.
Yeah. I've done it a little bit differently. I think that the way I played it might have been wrong, but like there was the option to change gifts 3 times.
Oh. Yeah, I played it like that, Mary. Like yeah. Where everybody had a number and it's like you go through the number and like the person who has number 1 chooses first and then the person who has number 2 goes and then that second person could choose if they want to keep their gift or like switch it out with the number 1 and you have like the gift can change like 3 times and then once it gets to that third person. It gets to the third person, it's like dead. Like you can't take that gift anymore.
Yeah. That's how I've played it. And it becomes really brutal because like the last person can really pick. Yeah. So it's actually better to get the last
larger number.
Yeah. But it gets really brutal. Like
3 times. Dang. Yeah. I like that. I'm gonna start playing.
I like that. Wait, have y'all ever played that game where it's not really a secret Santa exchange, but like it's where you take a whole bunch of stuff and you wrap it in like not styrofoam paper, but you wrap it in like saran wrap and you take some dice and y'all like stand in a circle. That's the country coming out of me. Sorry, it come out sometimes. It slip out every now and then. But you basically take some dice, and then everybody stands in a circle, and basically the person to the right of you is trying to get a double, while the person who has like the big ball of stuff is trying to unwrap the saran wrap. And as they're unwrapping, stuff will like fall out, like different gifts and stuff like that. Like you can put in lotion, you put in lottery tickets, gift cards, all kind of stuff. And then once the person gets a double, then they get the ball, and then the person after them is trying to get doubles and stuff. Have y'all ever played that game?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, y'all should try it this holiday season. It's just like a nice fun. And it gets intense, like my family. And then if you want to make it more challenging, you know, add some gloves or like the cooking mitts or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It gets good.
Wow.
Okay.
I've definitely never played that game before.
Oh, yeah. Try it for sure.
So who do you guys usually do gift exchanges with? I know that we're actually in the midst of doing one right now. Shout out to Kiana for putting it all together.
Money hungry hippos. Clarification, no money. Get that money.
Right. So how many of us? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of us?
Yeah.
I'm doing a gift exchange. And so we all use this new app. Actually, I don't know if I can say it because of reasons. So we all use this new app, and it basically is like a Secret Santa generator. And then from there, you can put on your wish list. Super cool.
Yeah, it's a really cool app, actually. Yeah, who do I do? Usually just with my friend groups.
Yeah.
I've done it with like some organizations that I've been a part of, whether it was like some at school or just some stuff that I've done. So we've done it. And of course I do it with Lost in the Sauce. You already know Lost in the Sauce stand up. You already know what's going on. Or like church groups, like youth groups and stuff like that. So it's never really with my family because I'm not trying to get no gifts from my family. I want gifts from them.
Okay. So.
Period. I mean, yeah, with my family, I want more than one gift, so we're not doing a Secret Santa. You're all getting a gift.
Go ahead, Mary.
No, that was it.
You said, it made me think of something. You said, I don't want one gift, but at work, me and my coworkers did a Secret Santa, and it was kind of a thing, like, we got multiple gifts because like every week you're supposed to leave one and it's supposed to lead up to the biggest gift. And so the little gifts could be like a little note or
a note.
Yeah, that's not like, a gift. Listen, oh, I love those kind of gifts, like the sentimental ones, like, come on, positive affirmations, things like that. So, like, I think
a gift card would be nice.
Those right. two.
I can affirm myself.
Okay. I know what not to get y'all. So, anyway, and then the last thing you give, like, the big gift, and I think that's really cute. So, you can do Secret Santas where you do more than one gift. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea. I might never mind. I still want more.
That was so fake. That's a good idea.
That was not sincere.
No.
Let's move on to our very last segment. Holiday hit.
Oh my god.
So this is the part of our podcast where we talk about a holiday hit, a holiday song that we either grew up on, that we've recently been exposed to, or that we just love. So, who wants to start us off? Mary, start us off. What's your holiday hit for this week?
In keeping with the Ariana Grande obsession, you guys, Santa Tell Me.
Yes.
Fire.
That's a good one.
She did. It was given what it was supposed to give.
Yay, but it's supposed to give. Yes!
Her.
Okay. I'm scared for you to say your holiday hit. I'm going to let you say it, and then we're going to go from there.
Why are you scared?
What is your holiday hit?
All right, I'm throwing it back again. I actually did a new one last week, so I'm throwing it back for all y'all older people. Okay, no, I'm just the season thing. So one of my favorite Christmas albums is the Luther Vandross album. Oh, one of my favorite songs on that album is the Mistletoe Jam by Luther Vandross. Okay.
And what did he say at the beginning? Wait.
He said, girl, come on over here and get on this mistletoe with me. He's like, I ain't getting on that mistletoe with you no more. He's like, why not? Because you don't have to ask me to get on there. He's like, what are you talking about? She's like, you know what I'm talking about. He's like, what? The last time I got into that thing with you, he's like, what happened? She's like, the last time I got into that with you, I had twins. He said, ooh. I don't know, okay? So if y'all don't know the Mistletoe Jam, you need to go ahead and go listen to that so you can be jamming. All right? Jam, jam, jam.
Our parents talk about us, but they were getting down with the get down. Like,
get, okay.
So, that's that.
Okay, Courtney.
So, I'm not scared. So, our first episode, I had a song in mind, and our guest, Kyra, said it before I could say it. So this time I thought you were gonna say my song because you actually mentioned it at the beginning of this episode and you didn't know. So the song that I was gonna bring today is Cheetalicious Christmas by the Cheetah Girls. I was so nervous. I was like, not again. Not again.
Oh, that is a treat. Okay, if you didn't grow up on Disney, you need to go listen to it.
I can literally like visualize the music video right now. Like I was absolutely obsessed with the Cheetah Girls. And when Cheetah Girls and Christmas, wow. Girl, I was winning.
And if you don't know how to spell Christmas, they spell it for you in the song. So go on and go listen to that.
Okay, anything else you all want to share before we close up here?
I just want to say I hope y'all are enjoying this episode. If y'all aren't, I don't care. But, you know, if y'all aren't getting any kind of joy out of this, we are. So the Christmas spirit lives on, okay, honey?
Yes.
So join us next week when we'll be talking about. Actually, you know what? I'm not even going to tell y'all what we're going to be talking about because you just got to join us to figure out what we're going to be talking about. Yeah. I will leave you with a quote from the best Christmas movie of all time.
Oh my God.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear. So if you have a song in your heart, sing it.
You sound like you're doing a Christmas speech.
Amen.
Anyway. Okay. Okay. And Jesus is the reason for the season. Anyway, we'll see y'all next week.
Amen.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the All I Want for Christmas podcast. Our festive theme song was created by Jeremiah Taylor, and our amazing cover art was created by Maria Beebe. All other music and sounds used in this episode are the properties of their individual copyright holders, and they are used for the purposes of commentary and review. No infringement is intended. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays!